regular season championship's a good bonus for our team, and we've been working hard to get that, so pretty fired up to get that locked in and just focus on the next few weeks and be able to prepare for Darlington coming up.
720 WGN high atop Chicago Skyline Studio, and so great to have online as we head towards Daytona and the playoffs. One of NASCAR's very best, a champion at every level, currently leading the way for the Cup Series, two-time Daytona 500 champion, and driver of the number 24 Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports, William Byron. Welcome back to WGN.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, man.
Still a very young guy, but at this point in your career, William, you won some really big things. Everyone, of course, remembers the El Bandito Yankee Pole Award at Slinger, but I got to think maybe you're most excited about just securing the regular season Cup Series championship. How do you rank, let's say, the regular season title? I mean, the ultimate prize, it's still out there, but this is definitely great and means everything is heading in the right direction.
Yeah, it does. I think, that win at Slinger was definitely up there for me. But I think, the regular season championship's a good bonus for our team, and we've been working hard to get that. So pretty fired up to get that locked in and just focus on the next few weeks and be able to prepare for Darlington coming up.
Well, heading into one of the America's favorite races, the Nights of Racing Summer Daytona, this is a track offers a lot of challenges to people, a lot of crazy chaos. You're always so calm and cool and collected at all times. So much William Byron history here. Your first win, two Daytona 500s. Talk about the mindset heading into Daytona.
I think it's just a little bit of pressure off for us. So it's just nice to go there and focus on trying to get the win. And we can kind of have our eyes forward a little bit on Darlington coming up. So I think it's a great chance for us to enjoy the weekend and just kind of get reacclimated, reset for the playoffs.
Now, you mentioned how you're kind of being able to recharge a little bit and get ready for that playoff run. When it comes to the playoffs and a Cup Series championship, it's something you have yet to achieve. Do you focus just basically on the races in front of you, or do you ever kind of just look at that bigger picture, not just bigger this year, but what it means to you, the career, and that great legacy at Hendrick?
I haven't really given a lot of thought to my legacy or anything like that. I'm just focused on trying to race and compete, and I feel like I have a lot of years left, so hopefully keep stacking some trophies.
Talk about this racing, and there's been a lot in the news about just some of the challenges with different teams, equipment. All the teams are not created equal. Talk a little bit about the support, just how great it's been for your career. I think you'd be successful wherever you were, but being at Hendrick with all that, whether it's the experience, the R&D, the research, the support, just that, just the benefits of being with one of those great teams.
Yeah, I think we've just gotten stronger over the years. I feel like when we had just a few key additions and just continue to work closer together too at the race shop, I think all that stuff's helped us grow, and you see it with the consistency across the teams. All of us are in the top 7 in points this year, and we just push each other to all be better. So that's a huge thing for us as a group.
You and I talked at least a year before the Chicago Street Race was announced about the possibility, and of course it was that simulated race that seemed to make it all seem possible. A lot of great things happened in Chicago. Excited to hopefully have it back in 2027, but amazing to see it all start from the virtual side. As basically, William, you are the career case study in simulator excellence transitioning into real racing superstardom. Your thoughts on groups like ERA, iRacing, their role in identifying the next generation of talent and creating opportunities for maybe non-traditional drivers, maybe that don't have resources or family connections to racing. I mean, there's got to be other William Byrons out there.
I think iRacing's taken off really the last few years with, I think the stuff during COVID really helped it, helped awareness of what it's all about and what people can learn racing on there. So yeah, I think it's taking off.
They just announced the Naval Base, San Diego, Coronado. Any thoughts? I know it's just announced, not a lot of time to process it, but it is a totally unique environment. NASCAR has been doing that in efforts to create sort of these just amazing experiences, whether it's the Coliseum, whether it's the street race, and now you're going to be racing on a naval base for you, other drivers, the teams. Has there been any kind of thought process on it? Like, hey, that's going to be cool.
Yeah, I'm pumped for that race. I think it's going to be one of the best events of the year next year. So looking forward to getting out there. Got a chance to go out there and see San Diego, and the weather was amazing. And the facility and everything around it's going to be really cool.
You seem like a pretty regular guy to people. When you win some of these big milestones or races, people want to know, people text in, what do you do with the dollars? Are you just saving them, or do you have any expensive hobbies like cars or like pet tigers? I let people know you're probably buying limited edition Lego sets, but people want to know, well, you're like, what is all the success doing to have you live your best life?
Yeah, I don't feel like I really change a whole lot. So I think just kind of trying to spend a lot of money, honestly. So yeah.
Just trying to save it all, right? You're going to need it. You're a young guy. You're going to retire soon. You're going to go live on an island and have some Mai Tais. I understand all of that. Social media wise, as you get towards race weekend, where can fans go to keep up with William Byron?
Yeah, I do a lot of my posting on Instagram, so they can check me out there, and maybe I'll get my TikTok going here soon.
You got to. I mean, I'm late to the game on the TikTok. I just kind of started. I feel terrible. It's almost embarrassing, but I just kind of started. It's kind of addicting. I don't know if that's a good thing. Maybe you don't need to. Maybe my word of advice is to stay away from TikTok, but I know you'll like it.
Yeah, it's crazy the stuff you see on there. So can do some mindless scrolling for sure.
Oh my God, I get stuck on the pet videos. They're so great. Like the cat dog interactions, the battles, all that kind of stuff. I'm not saying it's good, but at least for spending some time, you can definitely do it. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. William, so many people pulling for you. You are one of our absolute favorite drivers. Good luck with everything, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate it.